What's going on, Rock Church family? It's Pastor Josiah here. I could not be more excited. I'm sitting here in the church in our new little podcast studio. This is where we're going to be putting out some content for you guys. Elder Sinan helped me put this together. I could not be more pumped for it. I'll be honest, this is, I think, the fifth one I've shot this week, trying to get all of the equipment to work correctly. So let's hope and pray this is the one. But I wanted to jump right in. I don't want this to be a long thing. I want it to be something you can listen to quick during the week, kind of fill everyone in. I wanted to talk about kingdom communities. Number one, if you don't know, kingdom communities are a huge, important part of our church. They're the small group aspect. It's where we meet in a home throughout the week. We get with family. We use our different giftings that God has given us. We believe everyone has a different gifting. We know in 1 Corinthians, everyone's given a different gift. Now, here's the problem. It's hard to use those gifts in a corporate setting, like on Sunday mornings. So the home is a place where those can be expressed to their fullest. It's also where we build community and build family. We believe gospel friendships and gospel community should look significantly different than a normal relationship in the world. Now, why is that? I want to talk about that today. Why is that? What's different about it? If you don't know, we recently restructured our kingdom communities around three questions. Those three questions are, how is your soul? Where is God speaking to you? Or what is God saying to you? And the third one is, where have you sinned this week? Now, those are pretty abrasive questions, and that's intentional. But really, what we're trying to build is a place where people can be honest about who they are, about where they are. They can freely confess sin and be met with forgiveness and mercy and love. And we can also challenge ourselves by speaking the truth in love. It's a very different community. We're confident in Christ, so we have the ability to come out and say who we really are and what we're really dealing with. Now, that's kind of the topic today I want to talk about just for 3-4 minutes here. And it's this idea of what Augustine called double knowledge. Double knowledge. And what's that mean? He had a prayer. He said, Lord, let me know thyself. Let me know you. Now, here's how that works. As we see the glory of God, as we see the holiness of God, rather, just how perfect and loving Christ is, something kind of amazing happens. Well, it's amazing, but it's also kind of bums you out in a sense. It drives you to your knees, is right where Christ wants you, and I'll get to that in a second. When we see how big and how holy and how perfect Christ is, it shows us how weak and how not perfect we are. It's this double knowledge. What I've seen in my own life is this, as I go through and I read the scriptures and I get more familiar with his law and exactly what it means and looks like to love my neighbor as myself, to love God with all my mind, my heart, my soul, my emotions. To do that, man, I fall drastically short. So I see how big the holiness of God is. My mind can't even comprehend the more that I learn about myself. So that's exactly what we're trying to create in our kingdom communities, is people, Christians, that are extremely self-aware, that aren't scared of their sinful nature, but want to learn what it is so they can kill it, so they can repent and turn from it and become more Christ-like. And I just got to encourage us in our church this week. I have seen personally, and I know others have as well, amazing fruit in the last couple of weeks. Last night we had our kingdom community, and we had people that are fairly new to the church coming out and saying things that took a ton of guts. But it's a huge testimony to our church and what the gospel's doing, is that they felt comfortable enough to be honest about some of the issues they were dealing with. It's so common in our day to have generic relationships, to have these surface level relationships where no one really talks about anything of substance or meaning. That's not at all what we're trying to do at Rock Church. We're trying to become real family with people, where we know each other's problems, where we can pray for one another, where we can freely confess so that we can be healed, like it says in James. So I just want to encourage you, church, stay on the mission. Keep learning about who you are, and it'll show you how big God is. You know how you learn about who you are? You let the Bible read you. You read the Old Testament scriptures, you read the New Testament, and you see quickly that these stories many times are us. We learn about our own heart. And you'll notice in your own life, you'll slip up, you'll sin, and you'll learn about yourself. And then it'll show you how big and awesome and perfect Christ was. And then the best part about it is that we get a rest in the fact that we are forever forgiven in his kingdom. One day we'll see him face to face. We are loved. We are chosen. We are children of God. We are priests. We are saints. It's an amazing truth. So I love you guys. Thank you for listening to my first podcast. Check this out. I even got a little fancy machine. That's not the right one. Couldn't be more excited to start pumping some stuff out, but that was my first one, short and sweet. So I love you guys, and I will see you guys on Sunday.